This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Whether it's cashing a check, wiring cash to a friend, or trying to borrow money, people living in poverty have a different experience than those on sound financial footing. And one North Texas nonprofit aims to close that gap by giving those with financial means a taste of life without. Catholic Charities Fort Worth hosted the workshop, which on its face has a simple mission. It's called FinEx, short for Financial Experience, and it's designed to show working professionals, people from nonprofits, banks, law firms, how the other half lives. Instead of watching a documentary or listening to a lecture, though, these 40 workshop attendees take to the streets. Their goal? Cash a couple of provided checks, complete a dozen tasks, and come away with an understanding of the challenges many people are up against. And speaking of challenges, for this simulation, nobody has a bank account, social security number, or a car.
It's a beautiful day for walking.
Most of the groups are using Uber to get around. The people on this team, Kimberly Lawrence, Neil Shields, and Al Como, are doing the whole simulation on foot. They can't do much without money, so they walk a few blocks to the nearest Chase Bank to cash a $70 payroll check. Since the checks were issued from a Chase account, they figured they can cash them there for free. Al Como says that didn't turn out to be the case.
Kimberly was able to write the check over to Neil. Neil deposited it into his account, and we got all of the money out. So otherwise, we would have had an $8 fee on a $70 check.
If a team member hadn't been a Chase Bank customer in real life, they would have been out $8. So now that they've got cash in hand, they still have a dozen other tasks to get to.
Groceries, snacks, inquiring about sending money to Mexico.
They also have to ask about taking out a cash loan. They need to buy a reloadable prepaid card and pick up a money order. They hit a snag on that one. Como and Lawrence explain.
We needed a money order. We ended up getting two because we made a mistake.
Well, and having made that mistake, it cost us another dollar because we got it for $10 and then realized it was supposed to be $20, and so we had to pay another 99 cents to get it.
And those are the little frustrations the folks on this team felt the whole day. Their prepaid card came with a $6 fee attached, plus another fee to run a transaction. And they were startled by what it cost to rent a mattress by the week. Another task on the list.
Twin mattress costs $453, which I think is pretty expensive. But if you pay the minimum payments, you're going to actually end up paying $755.
The folks on this team say it was a taxing couple of hours. And it was even tougher because they weren't just zipping all over Fort Worth in their cars.
We're not in a city center, right? So if you're living in a city center, walking around is not that big of a deal. Because we're in more of a sprawled out area, walking is taking a lot of our time, too.
This poverty simulation had a hard deadline, too, so this team wasn't able to tick off every item on the list. They ran out of time before they were able to buy diapers and wipes. They were supposed to visit a pawn shop, and they couldn't reload their prepaid card. Teresa Schmall is with the Center for Financial Services Innovation, which puts on FinEx. She says for the people who attend these events, falling short is a great way to learn.
We have anyone from regulators to bankers to credit union providers to nonprofits participate in these to really better understand the folks that they're trying to help.
And part of understanding people means checking biases at the door. Biases against places like check cashers.
Or to realize that they're not inherently bad. A lot of times people go to a check casher because it's someone in their community who knows them, and they walk in and they're greeted by their first name. They know exactly what fee to expect. It's super transparent. They're never surprised. It's a very different experience than you might expect if you've not personally gone through it.
A lot of people never will go through that. 40 people in Fort Worth can now say they have. Courtney Collins, KERA News.